Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Wednesday, June 17th, in the year of our Lord 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's get right into it today. This is one of the most important heart postures for doing all the things ministry that I think we're going to find in the scriptures and particularly in the gospels. Today's entry is titled, Jesus Was Gentle and Humble of Heart. We can be too. And our passage for today is Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Hear the word of the Lord. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of the Lord. Consider this. There is one moment in the Gospels where Jesus describes himself in terms of his personal character or leadership style. It's found in Matthew 11, verse 29, I am gentle and humble in heart. When I first learned to pray for healing, to receive impressions and words of knowledge, to cast out demonic influences on people's lives, I was one of the fortunate ones who was mentored in those practices by men and women who were, like Jesus, gentle and humble in heart. Gentleness means that Jesus didn't force people to do things. He didn't guilt them into receiving the kingdom of God or into following him. He certainly didn't touch them with force from what we read, nor did he do anything but dignify and speak calmly to those to whom he was ministering. There are many ministry cultures out there in the world, and some of them, just quite honestly, are aggressive, full of loud praying and even shouting practices. I have been in contexts where people have been, you're going to go like, really? But I'm like, really? Where people have been blown on, forcefully touched on their shoulders, even pushed over when their eyes were closed in a time of minute prayer ministry. Now, those are extremes, I'm saying, but I've been in those kinds of environments, and the people are thinking we are doing what Jesus wants us to do. And I simply want to qualify whatever prayer tradition or culture you come from, that gentleness and humility of heart is the way that Jesus approaches people. He says, come to me because I am this way. It's one of his only moments where he self-describes. So these kinds of ministry and prayer experiences, and they're usually in church buildings where we have cultures that go on, but sometimes people take them out onto the streets, these kinds of cultures. This doesn't feel like the Jesus way we read about in the gospel. We see people being dignified by Jesus in a ministry context. And Jesus certainly isn't out to expose people through his ministry, though he does have tough words for the religious leaders. Ivan Philby, in his wonderful book on prophetic ministry, can't recommend it highly enough, Speak Tenderly, and his other book, Livestream, they're both fantastic. He says this, the Holy Spirit is not in the gotcha business, trying to expose or shame people. Instead, the Holy Spirit is in the I've got something better for you business. The Spirit works alongside the Father and the Son on your healing, holiness, and wholeness, so that you, in turn, can minister His love and power more effectively to others. And then Jesus, the Lord of Lords Himself, He shows His humility to us in His way of ministering. He does not come off the pages of the Gospels as proud or stuck on Himself. He comes off as authoritative and accurate in His awareness of His place in the universe, yet still choosing to be a gentle and humble servant of all. Humility is having neither too high nor too low of an understanding of ourselves. It is an accurate view of ourselves. Now, let me just put in a little anecdote here. I remember years ago, I was leading worship. I came down off the stage. It was a particularly, I think, effective time of leading worship. We had great musicians, and I was just in my element leading worship. And an older woman came up to me, and she said to me, "Dan, thank you so much for leading us in worship today." And I was very young, and I said, "Oh no, please don't thank me. It was all God. It was all Jesus doing what He does." And she looked at me, and she gave me a look like this. If you're listening on the podcast, my eyes are kind of crinkled, my brows are furrowed. And she said, "Oh no, if it was all Jesus, it would have been much better. He used you." And I remember just laughing out loud with her, and I said, "You're right. You know, I would encourage you, just receive a compliment in the spirit it's given. It's someone expressing thankfulness." At the same time, we know that we turn and we give the glory to God. A friend of mine used to say that holding on to thanks, making it about us, is like holding on to, I think he said, plutonium, right? It's powerful stuff. It'll kill you if you hold on to it too long. Give that glory to Jesus. But just receive the kindness of someone recognizing you have an accurate understanding of yourself. And thank you for doing that. She was coming to me as a sister. It was a kindness, and I just needed to respond, "You're welcome. It's such a privilege to do this." And then I just turn and I say, "Jesus, thank you that I get to do this. What a privilege. What an honor." So Jesus knew who He was. He knew who He was. Yet every time He encountered someone in a ministry context, it seems the person, ready for this, left more impressed with His love for that person than with His spiritual giftedness. They left more impressed with His love for them than with His spiritual giftedness. They were overwhelmed by God seeing them. So you see that fine line there. Having explored the nature of the kingdom of God, and having lifted out the ways Jesus ministered and taught, we're now ready to turn toward an idea we've been referencing all along this journey of understanding our all the things ministry in Christ. We have laid foundations. And what is that idea that we're turning to tomorrow? You and I, as disciples, as witnesses, are called to be apprentices of Jesus. We've been doing some of that, but now we're going to really dive in. A witness is a disciple on fire. It's someone who has beheld God at work in their lives, in the lives of others. It's someone who has seen Him in His goodness and His glory in worship. It's someone whose heart is wholly His. It says that in the scripture that He searches the world for someone whose heart is wholly His. That's what we're after as we move into a fresh snapshot over the days ahead and what it means to be an apprentice of Jesus. So let's pray our prayer together. Lord Jesus, I want gentleness and humility to be the hallmarks of my way of ministering in the kingdom of God. Change my heart. Bring your gentleness and your humility into fullness in my life, no matter what it takes. I pray this so I can minister in the same spirit as you to others. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. You know, just before I say the journal prompts, I just want to say something again. You've heard me say over and over that this is about normalizing spiritual gifts, just getting them in everyday life, being normal people through whom and extraordinary God moves through. He does extraordinary things. We are those ordinary birds, as my wife calls them. We are just moving in the world, faithful and obedient. We're not trying to be God's man or woman of power for the hour, the moment. We're not just amping up. We are just obediently seeing what the Father's doing with discernment. And as we step into those moments, God meets us and something beautiful happens. It's about obedience, not getting all anointed. We already have the Holy Spirit in us before the moment. We just walk into the moment, humility and gentleness, God meets us. And so you've heard me at times talk about platforms and microphones, and I just want you to hear what I'm saying. And just want to say it again. I'm not against platforms and I'm not against microphones. People minister through them all the time. I continue to. They have their place, but the spirit and the posture that comes with them has at times denormalized, right? Spiritual gifts. They made it about the people who are leading and who are very gifted people and what God has done in them and through them. And again, you can share your stories and your testimonies without it being ultimately about you. There can be a purpose of testimony behind them and helping others learn how to move in spiritual gifts. But there is this idea that I see still in the water in the church that this is about heroes. And it's about big demonstrative acts. And I'm like, man, if we could just move in the humility and gentleness of Jesus, be the love of God to the person in front of us, learn to discern what we perceive the Father doing, learn to wait for a moment when we go to pray for someone, to hear the Holy Spirit speak to us about something in their lives, we are going to come a long way in our apprenticeship doing all the things that Jesus does with him. And I mean in seeing healing, in seeing miracles, in seeing lives changed in Jesus' name, in everyday life, not just in church services, though that's a wonderful place for lives to be changed and real, humble, gentle ministry to be provided and to occur. So just want to make sure that's clear as we go on. So what is our journal prompt for today? We'll begin to write down in your journal, whether you have our All the Things journal or you have your own for this journey, begin a list of all the ways gentleness and humility can be expressed in ministering to others in the name of Jesus. What kind of ministry culture do you want to be a part of? Do you want to perpetuate in your community? And our activation is this. Today, find someone to minister to. Maybe you want to pray for someone. May I pray for you now? Maybe you want to speak a word of encouragement to them by the Spirit. You might even want to text them. The Lord may give you something, a word or a picture or something that is incisive and revelatory in that moment. Ask the Lord what He wants to do through you, then just be open as you move into the day. Then put on gentleness and humility as you do it. As the scripture talks about putting things on like clothing, put on a cloak of gentleness and humility as you move into all the settings in which you minister to others today. Note how it feels to you and to the other person as you minister to them along the way. Note it. And then when you come back tonight, maybe just jot down some notes. I was able to express gentleness and humility this way, and here's what God did. However, whatever form that takes for you, we're leaning into the All the Things ministry of Jesus. Okay, so we're going to worship together. Please keep sending in your stories. We are loving them, and we're going to be sharing them, seedbed.com/Holy Spirit stories. And let's turn our hearts to another favorite hymn. This is a long one. It's got 5 verses to it. So I found none that I could leave out. It's All Creatures of Our God and King, and it is 5 verses that are all quite beautiful. But I'm actually going to make a choice And I'm just going to have us sing verses 1, 2, and 5. So we're going to pause on verses 3 and 4, but I'd encourage you to go to your hymnal later and read those words. They're so beautiful. But let's worship together as we head into our day. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. O burning sun with golden beam, and silver moon with softer gleam, oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Oh, rushing wind that art so strong, you clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, alleluia. Oh, rising moon in praise rejoice, oh, lights of evening find a voice, oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Verse 5. Let all things their Creator bless, and worship him in humbleness. Oh, praise him, alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit three in one. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. That hymn was sung at my wife's and my wedding. It is such a beautiful hymn about the glory of creation. I encourage you, as we move into today in the gentleness and humility of Jesus, look around you, see the glory of God all around you, and recognize that even though being in very nature God, Jesus came among us to serve, to love, to move in gentleness and humility, raising us up by the power of his love and his Spirit, moving in profound and life-changing ways. Be the vessel through whom he moves. Be that heart, that unique personality. He knows you by name. He doesn't intend for you to be someone you're not. He wants to move through who he has made you uniquely to be. So bless you. Let's get those seeds. I'll see you tomorrow, and I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan.